is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Yeah, that's right. We are back. Place your bets. Another Thursday night extravaganza. And first to 50 may win it tonight between the Chargers and Chiefs. I'm looking forward to streaming it on Amazon as they get their first broadcast. And they got a hell of a crew there. Going to be speaking probably very highly of the scoring in this game. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert. So let's go ahead and jump right into it here. And by the way, the White Sox as a team in baseball are dead to me. So I will not talk about them moving forward after yesterday.
So
how
this
do you
is
lose the Rockies.
Don't bring it up. It's kind of like being at a wedding. Like, don't bring up an ex-girlfriend to the groom while you're on the mic. It's kind of the same thing. Don't bring up the White Sox if you're anywhere near Brad right now, because you're bringing back painful memories. And most importantly, you're just pulling $100 bills out of his wallet one by one.
Yeah. Extreme bitterness. That's all I got to say. Fire Tony La Russa now. And no, they should not make the postseason just because of the showing that they had against Kyle Freeland and the Rockies, who'd only won like 20 road games entering the night. Anyway, I digress. LA Chargers.
It's so fun when betting just turns people into just their evil twin.
I like it.
I'm looking forward to the Thursday night game in part because last weekend was, for me, from a betting standpoint, Brad, it was as though someone shoved an umbrella up my ass and then opened it.
Well, it
happened to me last week in betting. You know my program, You Bet Tonight here in Denver, my TV show. The college football version on Saturday, I went 12-7. Then in the NFL version on Sunday, I turned around and went 7-12. So it was pretty painful. I'm just saying, it was painful.
Them's the breaks in betting. It taketh and giveth away. I mean, that's just kind of the line everybody follows. And I was 7-3 last Thursday in props, so it was a profitable night. And then I progressively lost a whole lot on Sunday, though I did finish up impossibly up 3 units. If you've been following the spreadsheet, which you can always access 100% for free on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Again, make sure you are following and subscribing to this podcast, the Fade 5 Podcast. Download wherever you get your podcasts. As it says right there on the banner, we are streaming on YouTube as well. And we're going to have another episode tomorrow. So please rate, review, drop a comment. I'd love to hear from it. Even if you hate this show, I don't care. That means you're interacting, which means we're still winning. So let's hopefully get a winner here on Thursday Night Football in a game that should be a bonanza of points. Lundy right now, Chargers, Chiefs, KC is favored by 4 with a total of 54.5. And that's at most of the books out there. And as you and I, we're on the BetMGM email list. So we get a lot of the information of where the action is sliding. And right now, 79% of the bets are on the Chiefs to cover the 4, 80% of the handle there, with 67% of the bets and 74% of the handle on the over 54.5. Put on your Swami hat, my man, and give me a fearless forecast. How you see this game shaping up?
Well, obviously, I'm rolling with the public, and then I'm also fading the public. So I'm with them on Kansas City minus the 4. However, I'm actually going to take the under in this one just barely. I'm going to take the Chiefs to win it 30-21.
All right. I'm going to go 27-24 Kansas City in this one. Total. So if my math is correct, I'm taking the under. Barely, because everybody thinks this is going to be just, you know, record-setting performances across the board. And, you know, they got two familiar foes in intra-divisional rivals. I think it's going to be close. It's going to come down the waning moments. But who is going to kick the field goal, potentially the winning field goal for Kansas City? Because Harrison Butker is out. Is it going to be Amendola, the backup? I don't know. Maybe Mahomes will just light up and kick it in. I don't know, but we're going to have,
you know what, Brad, I'm going to look this up while we're doing it. We're going to have a 2-point conversion. I think that's what's going to happen. That's going to happen. We need to find the odds on that.
Yeah, I 100% correct. I think that is a stout and wise move. It's a very good assessment on our part there on the fly here. And with that put to rest, let's get to it with another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's raise the tequila because it is a hashtag tequila Thursday here, and I'm sipping some goodness on Jerick McKinnon here. Oh, yeah, Lundy starting early. And I'm taking the over on 15.5 receiving yards. The best odds right now in the industry are PointsBet at minus 125. So a little bit of heavier juice, but I'm willing to pay it. Look, McKinnon outsnapped CEH in week number one, 32-27, believe it or not. He was a fixture on third downs and often slid in on passing downs in the Sonoran Desert against the Arizona Cardinals. Ran 16 routes, averaged 9 yards per catch, was targeted 4 times, had the 3 receptions for 27 yards. And I think all he's got to do is catch a couple of balls and scamper up the sideline. Work those little legs, Jerick McKinnon, and I think he'll get the job done. And it could be happening early as you look at the Chargers last week against the Las Vegas Raiders. Brandon Bolden went for 21 receiving yards, and Josh Jacobs on just one measly catch had 16 yards. So two running backs have already gone over this total. I think there's good market value here on McKinnon at 15.5, and I would play this up to like probably 17.5. He's going to be towing the 20-yard line here in the end. So fade or follow the over on McKinnon, 15.5 receiving yards, minus 125 at PointsBet.
Well, so I like it at 15.5. You're starting to scare me a little bit when you're saying you're going to play it up to the 17.5 or even to the 18 because you think he's going to get to 20. I think he's going to hover right in here. I think it's going to be somewhere between 15 and 18 by the time that we're done. I don't think he's getting all the way up to 20. So I like it where it sits right now. But if for some reason this starts to get played up by the time we get to kickoff on Amazon for the Thursday night football affair, I'll probably stay away. So this is one, folks, jump on it now. As Brad just said, getting good numbers at PointsBet at that minus 125. If you want to be able to shop it around, look to see what's there. But if that number starts to creep up a little bit, if a few folks start hammering this or the sharp money comes in and they start moving this line to 16 or 17, that's the point at which I'm going to stay away.
Make some McBucks with McKinnon.
Number 4.
All right, moving on. Number 4 here on the Fade 5 podcast. Juju Smith-Schuster, give me the over. All nickels on the board. 55.5, the best odds right now at Caesars, plus money, plus 102 on this, and that is highly attractive in my estimation simply because of the volume that he saw in week number one. Now, prior to last week's game against the Arizona Cardinals, Patrick Mahomes says it was going to be a committee approach at wide receiver. Well, that's kind of out the window when especially a guy had 9 targets in the game, which Juju had, and the 6 receptions and 79 yards. And, you know, I think this number is still suppressed because of that supposed committee approach. Yeah, you're going to have Mecole Hardman in the mix. You're going to have MBS there. Maybe Sky Moore gets a couple of opportunities, the rookie. But, you know, he was an afterthought for much of last week. McKinnon's going to be highly involved. CEH could be involved. And, of course, Travis Kelce is going to be the true number one for Kansas City. But among wide receivers and running backs, I really do like Juju on this particular line. He averaged 2.47 yards per route one. That was number 20 among eligible wideouts in week number one. 25 yards after the catch. That ranked top 24 at the position. And he's going to see Bryce Callahan primarily out of the slot, who gave up a 95.8 passer rating against the Raiders in week one. So, Lundy, fade or follow? Is it good Juju on the over 55.5 receiving yards plus 102 at Caesars?
Nah, I'm fading you on this one. Actually, I'm fading a couple of them. And maybe it's just because I'm still bitter from last week. I think that might actually be what it is. I think he actually finishes right about 48-50. So I'm going to take the under on this one, not get seduced by those plus odds that are out there for him to hit the over. I just think there's a lot of options out here. And I think we're going to see the ball get spread out. I think that's going to suppress his total down. Yes, he's got a good matchup going up against Callahan. But I think there's a reason that the over is sitting on the plus odds. So I'm going to fade. I'm going to tuck underneath this one. I say he finishes right about 50. It's going to be close. And if he can break a tackle and get downfield on one, then I'm screwed on my particular pick. But if you get some yak out of this up against Callahan, you're going to be sitting pretty. I'm going to fade you. I say he finishes under.
Fade Smith-Schuster? That's indeed some bad juju.
Number 3.
All right, number three on the Fade Five today, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, also known as CEH, for those people that are spelling inept, like me. There's a lot of syllables in that. There's a lot of letters to string together in appropriate fashion, and I often fail and fail miserably with a ton of squiggly red lines underneath. But speaking of underneath, I think he is going to hit the under on 48.5 rush yards. And I pulled this one from FanDuel Sportsbook at -114. Here's the deal. He was outsnapped by Jared McKinnon in week number one and had a positive game script in that contest, really from the onset through the entire game. They were hardly challenged by the Desert Birds because he's surrendering, you know, some of those touches to McKinnon, some of the other backs, Pacheco late in that game. So I don't think a volume is going to be there. He had south of 10 carries in the first game for 42 yards. Did have a couple of touchdowns through the air, but he only played on 35.8% of the snaps. An attractive 2.88 yards after contact per attempt. Nothing to scoff at there. But you look at LAC, sure, they gave up 4.97 yards per carry in week number one. And if you recall last year, in one of the two matchups against LAC, Edwards-Helaire had 17 carries for 100 yards, but in the second game, which I think is going to be true to form tonight, he had 9 for 32. So given the full-blown committee there, I have some serious trust issues with CEH. So give me the under 48.5 rush yards, -114 at FanDuel. Fade or follow, Lundy.
I will fade you again, back to back. I'm fading you on this one. I think he gets up over 50 on this one. I think the game script, you're right. I get the snap count. I understand everything you're saying about Mickety Mac with Jerick McKinnon. But I think this is one that CEH actually does get over the number. Remember, Brad, rewind a few seasons. Remember everybody clamoring in their fantasy drafts to get this guy? Oh, my goodness, oh, God. This is going to be a huge number.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a crash and burn. Yeah, it was pretty ugly. I don't believe that he's going to suddenly emerge and be the, you know, the next Adrian Peterson, but I do believe this number is set too low. I think 48.5 is too low. I think he's up in the mid 50s by the time we're done. I'll fade you. I will actually take the over on CEH. And yes, I can spell that.
Oh, congratulations. Clyde doesn't glide tonight.
Number two.
All right, marching on here in the Fade Five. Let's talk about a hot and sizzling name right now, fresh off the griddle, and that is none other than Josh Palmer. No Keenan Allen in this particular contest, and for that reason, I'm taking the over on 45.5 receiving yards. The truth be told, I got this a tick lower at 44.5 when I opened on FanDuel. Right now, the best in the business is Bet Rivers. Line-wise, if you like the over at -114. Now, Palmer didn't do jack nor squat, though he played 81.5% of the snaps here in week number one. But a guy only had 4 targets, 3 receptions, 5 yards in that game. I was really tied to the line in the screen game, 0.18 yards per route run. Which is a egg on the face kind of number in that category. But tonight, I think you're going to see more of a field stretcher against the secondary. He'll be utilized again, too, in the screen game. And if he can break some tackles in the open field, there's a real shot for him to get anywhere between 6 to 8 targets. Last season, in which he played 80% or greater of the snaps, there's just a couple of games. He went 6 targets, 5 for 43 against the Texans, 7 targets, 5 for 66. And the other contest against the Giants, I don't know. We'll see Legarius Sneed, hopefully not often, but if he can maximize the matchup, no matter who the DB is on the other side of the line through volume alone, I think Palmer has a breakout game tonight and smashes the over on 45.5. Again, available Bet Rivers -114. Fade or follow, my man.
Over and over again. I think he gets to 60. I think he absolutely crushes this number. Again, look at the script. Look at the injury report. Look at all the things that align for Palmer to be able to get up over this number. I'm glad you got it down at 44.5, Brad. But folks, I'm telling you, even though it's ticked up a little bit, I don't think it matters. Again, I think he's hitting 60 plus in this game tonight. I think this is an opportunity in prime time there to be able to get some attention. This is a guy that they liked as a young talent. He's going to continue to grow. I think this is a great number that you can take advantage of. This is, in fact, my favorite bet of the Fade Five today.
Juggernaut Josh, live up to it.
Number one.
Oh, let's get a little fancy here. Ooh. And I'm going to go one game parlay tonight. Look, Vegas believes and all of the sports books that are out there believe this is going to be a high scoring affair. Lundy's got a 30-21. I said 27-24. Yeah, it's still under on the total, but still that's pretty handsome output from start to finish. And as a result, I want to get some action on these quarterbacks. So give me Mahomes and I'm going to lower it down to 275 yards. Give me Mahomes, 2+ passing touchdowns, and give me Justin Herbert at 250+ pass yards. All three of those legs hit. Uno, dos, tres, mi amigos. Get a plus odds, +115 at BetMGM. You look at Mahomes, obviously he did in week one. He was brilliant against Arizona. 30 for 39, 360 yards. And uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco de mayo. We had 5 touchdowns vertically in that game. And a pair of contests last season against the Chargers secondary, which is very talented. He picked him apart. Now, he only went for 260 in the first matchup, but threw for 410 in the second one and had 3 passing touchdowns apiece in each of those two games. Last week, he was number 10. And adjust completion percentage. And last week, the Chargers gave up close to 8 yards per attempt to Derek Carr. So it doesn't matter who he's throwing the ball to, which will probably still be a whole lot of Travis Kelce, though Derwin James may have something to say about that. He's just so accurate, so consistent. I think Mahomes will be, you know, well north of this 275 number, probably going to be north of 300, get at least 2 touchdowns as well. And then Herbert, if there is a catch-up mode here, could really compile the numbers late in this game. You look at what he did in a pair of contests last season against Kansas City, 281 and 236, so over in one, under in the other. But he was number 5 in adjusted completion percentage last week. And I'll throw all of the Arizona Cardinal vertical numbers out immediately because all they try to do is beat the Chiefs in the short field, barely took any shots down the field, indicative in the 5.36 YPA that Kyler Murray had. So, Lundy, fade or follow, what is screwed up here, if anything? Mahomes, 275-plus pass yards, 2+ passing touchdowns, and Justin Herbert, 250-plus passing yards. Again, man, +115 at BetMGM. Am I nuts?
No, you're not. I mean, I like this one as a same game. When we get into bonus time, I've got another one for you that's got better odds. But I like this. Look, I talked about it. Actually, we did a whole segment on the TV show last weekend where I talked about the different ways that you can parlay stuff together. And I started talking about the same game parlays. And it's something we've talked about on this podcast numerous times, Brad. And that is, folks, build them until you see the plus sign and then bet it. Don't get greedy. I understand. Like, I know there's books out there that are doing the promotions. I know DK has done this, as a matter of fact, where like the more legs you add, the more bonus they give you, all that kind of stuff. Those
they
are
just
fun.
Want to take your money. That's all they're looking to do.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not saying that those aren't fun to be able to play. I've hit some of those with like the 40% bonus or whatever. I get it. I know those are fun to do. You can sprinkle something in there on that, but just make sure that you're being smart in how you build these. Get yourself into positive territory and then back off and cash your ticket. So I like this one from you, Brad. I think Mahomes gets to the 2. I got to be honest with you. I'm a little bit nervous of you thinking Mahomes might get above 300. I know everybody's pointing at this at a shootout. So you're going to see here in the same gamer that I've got, I'm bringing a couple of numbers down, but I think you're going to like the one that I've built as well.
Well, that's why we have the cushion in here, getting it down to 275. I think he's going to be right at 300. So I'm not willing to roll the dice, clacking a clack style, and say he gets over that 300 mark. Hell, he could land right on it when it's all said and done. But hopefully this one is going to cash. So, Lundy, you've already teased it. It's bonus time. I already know you got an additional OGP and probably at least 20 other plays in this game tonight.
Oh, I've got a bunch of stuff that I'm working on within the game. Much like you, Brad, I've got a spreadsheet posted up on Twitter. Yes, you can actually see what a shit show my picks were last weekend if you would like. Oh, it was ugly. We got some work to do this week. But let's start off here for the Thursday nighter. First of all, I told you I was going to look this up. I said it at the beginning of the pod. This was unintentional. This was on the fly. Right now at DK, Brad, +300 for there to be a 2-point conversion. So I mentioned the fact that we could throw that out there. But at plus 300 for there to be a successful 2-point conversion within this game, if you want to put $10 on that. I mean, I don't care. Just put something small on it.
I'm on it.
So you got the plus 300 on that one. Here is my one game parlay for tonight. I actually pulled Mahomes' number down even lower, Brad. So I'm going to take both quarterbacks at 250 plus. All right. So two legs right there, 250 plus right there. Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Yes. MVS for 30 or more receiving. Nice and simple. Okay. Then we're going to take Austin Eckler to have 25 plus receiving. Put all of those together, Brad, plus 190. So it takes your 115, puts it up just a little bit higher because I added in a fourth leg there. So MVS at 30 plus, Eckler at 25 plus, both quarterbacks at 250 plus. That's got a payday of a plus 190. And really, lately, the only thing I seem to be able to get right is, in fact, on the baseball diamond. Folks, tonight, Houston will be hosting the Oakland A's. The Astros with the second best record, the A's with the second worst record. So I'm going to lay the run line with Houston. You got to pay a little bit of juice. It's a minus 145, but I say Houston wins this one handily. So I'll lay the 1.5 there with the Astros. And that, my friend, is my bonus time. Where are you going?
By the way, physically, a full admission, I wish I had a fourth leg. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't, unfortunately. But you know, maybe tonight is the night I just randomly grow one after sipping on the love juice for several hours on end. All right, I've got a one-game parlay, too. You mentioned Austin Eckler, and I think he's going to be key in this game because you have no Keenan Allen. You know, Palmer is going to see an uptick in volume, but Eckler is a dirty worker underneath, man. He thrives on the short to intermediate routes. The pride of Gunnison, Colorado, and Western State could earn you some greenbacks. So let's do a little two-leg, one-game parlay, and this is how you build bankroll, folks. I say Austin Eckler, 30-plus receiving yards. Austin Eckler, 5-plus catches, plus 100. Best odds right now at BetMGM. If you put it together at another sportsbook, it's going to be minus odds. But plus 100, even money right now at BetMGM. He went 6-for-52 and a TD through the air last time he was at Arrowhead. And Kansas City gave up 8 receptions to running backs in week 1. And remember, they gave up over 100 catches to RBs last season. So I absolutely love that play. You mentioned MVS. I got another two-legger for you. I also took MVS, 30-plus receiving yards, because the number's just too low. And I took Sky Moore under 24.5. I put together that at DraftKings at plus 135. Sky Moore had like 6 routes in week number 1. He's barely going to see the field. He might have like 1 catch. His line is at 9.5 right now. Just a standard line, and I've teased this up to the under of 24.5, and I'm still getting it at plus money there. One other one tonight. Give me Travis Kelce, 70-plus yards. I think he will get just enough of Derwin James in this game, but it is a mountain to climb. It's a tough assignment. And I'm going to go with Austin Eckler, 25-plus receiving yards. So Kelce, 70-plus receiving yards. Eckler, 25-plus receiving yards. That's also plus money at DraftKings at plus 105 on that same game. I am out of time. I certainly have no baseball picks. Please follow Lundy. I hate the White Sox with a fiery passion right now.
Hey,
but
if you want that, then get here's a home run pick for you. Take Ramirez to go yard against them.
Oh,
take it. It's a day game, by the way. It's a 1 o'clock Eastern game. So it depends on when you're catching this pod. It's an early game, but I'm taking Ramirez. Where'd my number go? Ramirez has a 385 average lifetime against Lance Lynn, including 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 round trippers. I say he picks up numero 5 this afternoon against your lowly Sox. So if you want an early baseball play, maybe get some money in your account prior to kickoff tonight, roll with that one. I don't even know what the odds are. I just pulled that one out here because you refuse to make baseball bets, but you were talking about how much you hate the Sox right now. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I'll find something that we can have some fun with the Sox. So there you go. Taking on the Indians this afternoon. I'll take Ramirez to go yard.
All right, have me at Jose Ramirez. Book it out of the box. Get a nice start to your day and then really cap it off. Probably fading us on the entire Fade 5.
Fading me. Fade me.
If we fade you, we'll go 2-3 on the wagers. But at least you faded me a couple of times, unlike last week, which is a full follow. And it was a quite a profitable Thursday. Hopefully, it's going to be the same tonight. Please follow Lundy on social media. You can check him out at Nate Lundy. You can also follow me on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, whether you're catching this on YouTube or you're just, up in the old eardrums and listen to it old school wherever you get your podcast. And as always, until next time, we'll be back tomorrow. Feed or follow, that is up to you.